If you work at an airport or a grocery store or a big box discounter, it is time to brace yourself. Americans are traveling for Thanksgiving, preparing the family feast, and then we're headed out to shop. Yes, it's going to be hectic, but we've got NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax here to help us sort it out. And Marilyn, let's start with Thanksgiving travel. How bad is it going to be?
Well, it's not your imagination. It really is the busiest travel week of the year for airports, especially the Airlines for America. That's a trade group for the airlines. They predicted about 25 million almost of us will be traveling over the Thanksgiving holiday period. And the busiest day is really the Sunday afterwards when we all want to get home. We're tired of our relatives by then. So this year, it looks like flying is going to be up a bit. About 1.5% is the prediction. But, you know, we're still really not where we were before the recession. We're still running about 6% below where travel was in 2006. And there's, you know, good reason for that. Airfarewatchdog.com, they do these surveys on how do people feel. And they say a lot of people are being kind of turned off. They're tired of the hassles at the airport. And those fares are up. They were up pretty sharply in October. And fees are higher. And all of that's happening against this backdrop of falling gasoline prices.
Right. The last time I went to a gas station, I couldn't believe the pain for less than $3 a gallon for gas. Yeah. So I guess that means that more people are going to get in their cars instead of an airplane.
Right. The official prediction from AAA, that's the auto club, they're saying that Thanksgiving driving, that'll be up about 4.2%. And, you know, look, the average price of gasoline is $2.85 nationally. Last year at this same time, it was $3.28. So I actually sat here and did the math and figured out that if you needed 50 gallons of gasoline, you know, at the end of that trip, you have an extra $21.50 in your pocket compared with last year. So you can stop at the grocery store and pick up an extra pie or maybe some wine. And a lot of grocers really actually are counting on that people will have more money to spend at the store.
Yeah, well, that's a perfect transition into food. We're going to be buying a lot of it, I guess. And what are the prospects for that?
Well, there's the American Farm Bureau Federation, and they do this survey every year to see what it would cost to serve 10 people a meal. And they come up with a price of $49.41. That's just a couple dimes more than it was last year. Hmm. And they say the reason the prices aren't really up much is because turkeys are pretty cheap. A 16-pound turkey, they estimate, costs $21.65. That's 11 cents less than it was last year. Other things are cheaper this year. Bumper crop of cranberries. So those are down. Stuffing is cheaper. The only thing you're going to probably pay more for is whipped cream, milk, butter. Those dairy products are pretty high this year.
It's kind of hard to believe this is almost sounding like good news. And then after you eat, of course, you do something else in this country. You go shopping.
That's exactly right. This is a big time of year. You know, it really looks like a good year. Everybody seems to think it's setting up as a very positive year for retail. Most of the predictions are 4% or more for increases in sales over last year. And there are going to be a lot of must-have gifts this year. You know, the thing that everybody seems to want are those new iPhones. And the wearable devices, the thing that will help you count those steps so that you can figure out how many calories you burned off to get rid of that turkey and stuffing. So really, driving is cheaper. The turkey is cheaper. The consumers are in better shape for spending money. So, you know, there are millions of Americans obviously still struggling with squeezed paychecks and too much debt. But overall, when you look at this Thanksgiving, it's really a better year than we have seen in a very long time. And, you know, that's worth giving thanks for.
That's good to hear. Marilyn Geewax, a senior business editor at NPR. Marilyn, happy holidays.
Oh, thank you. You too.